From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The White House, major U.S. media outlets, and fact-checkers are debunking President-elect Donald Trump's claims that millions of people voted illegally in the November 8th election. Trump claims he would have defeated Democrat Hillary Clinton in the popular vote if it weren't for millions of people who he said voted illegally. He did not offer any evidence for the claim. Wisconsin Election Commission Chairman Mark Thompson does not like the suggestion.
I think it's most unfortunate that the president-elect is claiming that there's huge problems with our system, and that's feeding what I call this conspiracy theory.
The Wisconsin Elections Commission agreed Monday to do a recount of the presidential ballot from the recent election. President-elect Donald Trump met with another possible candidate for Secretary of State Monday, former CIA chief and retired General David Petraeus. Before leading the CIA, Petraeus was top U.S. commander in Iraq and led NATO forces in Afghanistan. But he was forced to resign from the CIA in disgrace after leaking classified information to his biographer with whom he was having an affair. A Somali student at Ohio State University drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians Monday and then got out and began stabbing people with a butcher knife. 11 people were wounded. One student was caught up in the confusion over the incident.
I was walking to the library before class, and I was walking down 15th, and the first alert didn't really say anything. It just said, stay safe, run, stay, hide. And then a couple minutes later, we got a report that there was an active shooter on campus.
The attacker, identified as Abdul Razak Ali Artan, was shot and killed by police who considered the incident a terrorist attack. Artan was a student at the school. He was about 20 years old. This is VOA News.